Today's share of the Daf Yomi is Gemara Nedarim Daf Samach Tes. We begin 5 lines from the top, Samach Tes Med Aleph. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Emmanuel H. Libin, Manny Libin. He was a longtime member of the Shul, Emmanuel Ben Shimon. May all the Neshamas we learn from have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin 5 lines from the top, Samach Tes Med Aleph, with the words Boy Rova. We'll get right into it. We'll see the question. We'd actually discussed this din yesterday and had paskim this din previously that in fact you are allowed to have a Hafara on a hakama. Again, remind ourselves that a woman who makes a neder, so her husband or her father, depending on her age and her marriage status, so she is, under certain circumstances, allowed to have her nedarim revoked on the day, biyom shamo, on the day that she makes the neder. And Rava now asks the question, is that true only for the husband being making the neder or made for the neder? Or if he is, let's say, for example, making the nether, can he ask on that? Can he retract his hakama? That's the Gemara's question. Boy, Rava, yei sheila b'hakem? Oh, ain't sheila b'hakem? Can the husband, let's say the husband approved his wife's nether, he said, yeah, great idea, honey, I think we should be making that nether, and he's making that nether. Then an hour later, he says, you know what, I think I made a terrible mistake, I don't think it's a good idea. And he goes to Talmud Chacham, and he says, I'd like to ask sheila, I would like to go and retract my hakama, and then, once that retraction occurs, I will be made for the neder, it's still biyom shamo. Is that allowed, or is that not allowed? That's the question that Rav is asking. You see in the Ran, di Ramasu boy Rabba, and you see that the Ran has the Girsa Rabba instead of Rabba. We'll see later on that the Hagos Tziyunim flips around in the next place, Rav and Rabba here. The Ran flips it around over here as well. So the Ran is boy Rabba, yei sheila b'hakim or not. Im kiyem a neder, the husband was makayim the neder, but it's still that day, biyom shamo, v'nisha bo bayom, al ha-hakem. And he says, listen, I made a mistake. He goes to the Talmud Chacham and says, I'm sorry, he has a Pesach that if I'd known this, I wouldn't have made the neder. And the Rav says, okay, that's a good Pesach. So can he retract his hakama and now be mefer? Mim motzi mefer, bo bayom, it's still bo bayom, so it's biyom shamo or not, o lo. That's the question. However, certainly the Ran points out, avol amocha, tomorrow, for him to say, listen, I'm sorry, I was makayim the neder yesterday. No, it's too late. There's no way you can undo the approval of the neder on the next day, because if you had been silent, the neder would take effect. Biyom shamo, you have to be made for it, or else it automatically goes into effect. So certainly if you allowed it to go into effect, you were making it, there's no way you can retract it on the next day. So the question is, can on biyom shamo you retract your hakama or not? Furthermore, the Gemara says, in Tim Silomer, even if you want to say that there is this concept of Yeshel Bahakim, which we had said yesterday that there is, and we'll prove today that there is. So if you go so far as to say that you can ask on your Hakama, retract your Hakama of the nether, and Biyom Shamo still be made for the nether, so then we ask the same question, Yeshel Bahafer. Can you go and retract your Hafara? A person was made for the nether, and then after he says, you know what, Taka, it would have been a good idea for her to have this nether. He goes to Talmud Chacham, and he says, you know that Hafara that I did? I'd like to retract that Hafara, and now allow the nether to be Mekuyam. Or not. Yei Sheila B'Hafer, or Ein Sheila B'Hafer. That's the next question. In Tim Siloma, if you say that there's Sheila by Hakama, do we also have the same concept of Sheila by Hafara? Now, why would you think that there should be? So the Ran tells us, Dibra Maskel, Vim Tim Siloma, Yei Sheila B'Hakim. So he says, near Be'enai, the Ran says, it appears to me, the Afal Gav de B'Hafer, Lo Shayach Sheila. In general, there isn't the concept of Sheila on Hafer. Hafer is a revocation. The Bishlama Hakim, you could see the question by Hakim, because Ke'e Nidrahu, it's a little bit like a neder. You're making something, so you're, so to say, you're being noder that yes, this neder should go into effect. So it's your hakama is a little bit like a neder. Awa hafara, revocation of a neder. So no, that's not something that you could retract. So afilu hachi, nevertheless, the Gemara is asking the question. Mibayalot, im ye sheila b'hafer, why would you think that there should be sheila by hafer? Mishum dafara vakama iskish lahadode. Like the Gemara teaches us on ayin vav amud beis. Because it says Isha Yikimenu and Isha Yiferenu. So therefore, we do ask the question over here, if you hold that there is Sheila by Hakama, so it makes sense to ask, is there Sheila by Hafara because of the Hekish, or is there no Sheila by Hafara as you would normally have expected? So in any event, that's the Gemara's question. Gemara gives a simple answer, Toshma, bring a riot from Rav Yochanan. Dom Rav Yochanan says, Beferish, Nishalin al HaHakim, that there is in fact Sheila on Hakim, as we had pointed out yesterday, and as we now prove definitively, or we now state definitively, Rav Yochanan says, yes, there is a concept of Sheila on Hakama. So if the husband had approved his wife's neder, and Biyom Shamo, he wants to retract, he can go. If there's a Pesach, he can go and undo his acceptance, his hakama of the neder, and then he can go be made for it Biyom Shamo. So that's what Yochanan paskins, Nisholim HaHakim. However, the Ein Nisholim Ala Hofer, we don't say this hekish, Yishua Yikamenu, Yishua Hefirenu, should allow us to go and say, just like you can do a Shelon HaKoma, you should do a Shelon HaFora. No, HaFora is not a neder. HaKoma is like a neder, so therefore can have a retraction to it, but HaFora is not a neder, and therefore Ein Nisholim Ala Hofer. Now we say, Boy Rabba. Now here we have the Girsa Rabba. If you look in the Hagos Yitzhiyunim, Oz Beis, he points out that the correct Girsa over here should be Rava. In any event, whether it's Rabba or Rava, the question is asked as follows. Kayim Lichi, if the husband says, I approve your neder, I makayim your neder, and then he says it again, Kayim Lichi. Again, he says twice, emphasis, or does this mean there's two separate hakamas over here? Kaim lichi, kaim lichi. Now, the Ran points out that the second one doesn't go into effect because the first one went into effect. So what is the status of the second one? Is the status of the second one that it was just a waste of time? It was a totally worthless statement, and no matter what happens to the first hakama, the second hakama has no place to go, and therefore it's null and void? Or do we say, no, it's waiting in abeyance in case something happens to the first hakama, so then, boom, the second hakama will kick in? That's the question that Rabba or Rava asks over here. It's because the nafka mina would be the nishal al hakama rishona. If, in fact, he went and did, as we just pointed out from Rav Yochanan, that you're allowed to go and be shol on your hakama, so he went and was shol on his first kayim lichi. He went to the Rav and he said, listen, I'm sorry that I was makayim my wife's neder, there's a Pesach, and the Rav says, mufalach, 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 and the first hakama, kayim lichi, is gone. So now, the second hakama, does it kick in or not? Mahu. Do we say the second hakama was just waiting in abeyance, and now that the first hakama is gone, the second hakama kicks in? Or do we say, no, it was just a statement for emphasis, and it had no real value, and when you ask Shayla on the first one, it's as if you also ask Shayla on the second one, because there is no second one that actually kicks in. As the Ran tells the Dibur Maskel Boy Rabba, the second Boy Rabba, and he says, "Mi Amrinon Kivan Dav Dino the Ofik Hakoma Shniya Mipume Lo Chaylo." Do we say the second Hakoma that came out of his mouth has no Chal? It doesn't have the ability to interact over here because it couldn't go into effect the first time he said it. So therefore, even if you remove the first Kiyum, Sulo Chaylo, it can't go into effect because it's nothing there. Or do we say, "No Dilma, it was waiting in abeyance." At the moment that he said the second hakama, there was no place for it to go. Because at that moment in time, the first hakama was there, which didn't allow the second one to go into effect, but it's still there, waiting to pounce, so to say, the minute the first hakama is gone. As soon as it goes in Eshela on the first kim lichi, so now the second one has space and a place, and it goes and kicks in. Okay, what's the halacha mao? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I bring you right. Now here that we have the gears of the Omar Rava, but the Hagos Utsiyunim says here it should be Omar Rabba. In any event, whoever it was that said the answer, Rava or Rabba, he says as follows, Im Nishal al Harishona Shniya Cholav. No, the second one was there. It just was hanging in abeyance, waiting to pounce if the first Kiyam Lichi was gone. And therefore, if in fact the first Kiyam Lichi was revoked by Shayla on that first Hakam, so then Kaim Lichi, the second Kaim Lichi, kicks in, and in fact, the neder still remains fully approved. Okay. More continues and says, Boy Rabba, we have another Shayla. Here we have that it's Rabba. Kaim Lichi, if the person, the husband, says, I'm a Kaim neder, and then he says, Umuf Lichi, but then he says, I revoke the neder. So which one is it? So if this is all that he said, the Ran points out, obviously, there is no question over here. Because the minute he's Makayim the nether, boom, that's it. If he doesn't add anything else to it, so then certainly the nether is Makuyim, and his Mufalichi afterwards is irrelevant. But here he also says an additional statement, V'lo Techel Hakoma Ela Im Kein Cholo Hafora. He says that this Kiyam Lichi that I just said only takes effect if also the Mufra Lichi takes effect. In other words, he's tying the two together. Can you do that or not? In other words, do we say that the Kim Lichi takes effect and the Mufra Lichi takes effect, one after the other? Or do we say, no, that neither one takes effect in this situation? Mahu, what is that locha? As we can see inside the Ran, in Dibur HaMaskel, the third Boy Rabba, and that is Chazina Bahach Baya, he says, I looked into this question, l'kamoi zal, and I see what the earlier Rishonim have said about this, mili delo lihiri, words that I don't fully understand. And as a result, mivashina ba ma'idis chazile, and therefore I'm going to give it my own shot because I don't think that the other Rishonim had it correct over here. Interesting statement for the Ram to make, which he makes in other places as well. And then he says, l'rabba pshita, it's simple and clear to Rabba, the hakama lo chayla. In this situation, Rabba says it's pasha that the hakama can't be chal. Why is that? The mimarashach. Mimarashach means either way. E hafara chayla, if you're telling me the hafara is chal, so then hakama lo chayla. Then that revokes the hakama. Then he, the lakama, even though we're going to have on daf ayin in tomorrow's shir, misaf galon kim lichi shah, we're going to get to this at the end of today's year, probably. The person says something should be mekuyim, the neder should be mekuyim only for an hour, and then it's revoked after that. So, ichayli tavayu olo. Then we're going to ask, could both of them possibly take effect or not? So, therefore, in that situation, it's different. When we get to that, we'll understand that case a little bit better, but that case situation is different. Shaini Hossam should not send kits for Lakoma because he gave a time-limited amount to the Hakoma. Says your Hakoma should be for an hour, and then afterwards, Vahafara takes effect. So therefore, that's possible to have that over there in that situation, to have the Hakoma take effect for an hour, and then the Hafara go and kick in and revoke the Hakoma. And we turn to Samach Tes Omebez in the Ran. He says, Aval, however, in our case, he didn't give any time limitation to it. He just says the hakama should be involved and the mufa lichi should be revoked. So then, in this situation, pshita the afara chayla. If the afara is chal, hakama lo chayla ukit rasvina. Then the hakama can't be chal. And if you say it the other way around, the amr is the afara lo chayla. If you're telling me the afara is not chal, so that situation, then the hakama also can't be chal. Doha asne, because he made a statement. Yomar the lo techal hakama el im kein chol lahafara, because he's saying that both of them should take effect together. That the hakama shouldn't take effect unless the hafara also takes effect. The hakama nami lo chayla doha asne yomar the lo techal hakama el im kein chol lahafara, and therefore hilkach pshita le rabba the hakama lo chayla. So he's saying in this situation, Rabba never asked the question: could the hakama take effect and the hafara take effect? In that situation, there's no way that the hakama could take effect. His question only is, avo b'hafara hu d'masafkalei. The question is, could the hafara be mekuyim or not? And then he goes through an arichas to explain this, but we're going to go back to the Rosh on the bottom of Samach Tesamun Aleph, because it says it a little bit simpler and easier what the question actually is from Rabba. So we're going to look in the bottom Rosh. Kim lichi umufu lichi v'lo sechol hakoma elam kein techo hafora mahu. What is the shaila? So he says, vadai, he repeats and he says that definitely imamar kim lichi umufu lichi alone, and he doesn't say v'lo amar lo techol hakoma elam kein techo hafora. He says that he doesn't add that second statement. He just says the first statement, ki im lichi umufa lichi. So then in that situation, pshita, the chol hakama, the rush holds that in fact the hakama is chal, because sha'amar b'tchila, that's what he said first. So he said, ki im lichi, boom, the nether is mekuyam. B'shuv lo techol afar, and then there's no way to retract that after he said it, unless of course he asks shayla on the hakama, which we're not talking about over here. And this would be true even to Rabbi Yossi. Now, we can have this machlokis in a moment, and we've had it many times in the past between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi as to whether we say Tofus Loshon Rishon or Tofus Loshon Achron. So Rabbi Meir holds that you go by the first thing that the person said, and Rabbi Yossi says you also go by the last thing the person said. V'afil Rabbi Yossi, d'amar af b'gemar dvar of Odom Nitva, said Tofus Loshon Achron, that you can even go by the second statement the person made, because the person can't speak simultaneously two statements. So when he says, for example, that this should be a tmura for an Ola, or this should be, and then he says, and then it should be a tmura for a Shlomim, he couldn't have said them simultaneously, and therefore, V'chalu Tarvayu, both of them are in fact going to take effect according to Rav Yossi. So Hani Mili, that's only Gabi Ola Ushlamim, where he says this should be a tmura for an Ola, and then he says this should be a tmura for a Shlomim, as we'll see the case in a moment in the Gemara. The Yecholim Lochu Shteim Af Zeachar Zeh Lohavi B'dom of Ola Ushlamim, because here both could take effect, that you'll say that this animal has the status of being an Ola, has the status of being a Shlomim. You do a tmura, which you're not allowed to do, you exchange it, but the Kedusha you're trying to exchange, it doesn't work. Nevertheless, it's Chal, and the new animal also has Kedusha, albeit the old animal didn't lose its Kedusha, and now you said that it has the status of an Ola and Shlomim, so you wait till it goes, gets a Mum, Yira Achi Yistayv, and then you go sell it, and you take half the proceeds, and you purchase an Ola, and you take the other half of the proceeds, and you purchase a Shlomim. So therefore, you can be Mekayim both of them, according to Rav Yossi, so therefore it takes effect. Aval Hacha, in this situation, even Rav Yossi would say, once you say Kiyam Lichi, that's it. How can you also say Mufar Lichi? Aval Hacha, Diev Shal Locho, Zachar Zeh, so Moda Rav Yossi, Darminen, Tofus Losh Misho. So if you just say Kiyam Lichi, Mufar Lichi, so there's no question, as we just pointed out. However, when he adds below techal akoma elim kein chol ha'afara, now we say, how is this to be understood? That you're saying that both of them should be contingent upon one on the other. So, are both of them effect, neither effect, or half of it effect? Ma, what is the halacha in this situation? And now we turn to Samach Tes on the days and go into the Gemara. So we'll try to bring a raya from the following machlokas that I just alluded to from Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. And that is the Tanan. It's a Mishnah in Temura. And again, I always point out, the entire Masechta Temura is based upon a person doing something wrong. You are not allowed to do a Temura even though you're doing it L'shem Shemayim. A person says, listen, I want to give a better carbon. The one that I designated, Bessie, to be a carbon over here, she's a little scrawny little thing. And now along came along a super animal. I have a much better animal, so I want to exchange the Kedusha that I put into bed, not to get away with something. He's doing it to make a better carbon. So the din is the Temura doesn't take effect. It says you don't do this l'ra u'l'hetev, not to make it better, not to make it worse. And the din is that the original Kedusha remains on the animal. However, the din of Temura is that Kedusha also now goes and is chal on the animal. And now we have this machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, if a person said in fact the following. Did not. We learned in this Mishnah in Temura, it says, Harezu Temuras Ola. And then he says, Temuras Shlomim. So he wants to take the Kedusha that was on Bessie and put it onto this new animal. And he says this new animal should be a Temura for both an Ola and a Temura for Shlomim. He uses the Lashon of Temura and Temura Shlomim. He says the word Temura twice. So Harezu Temuras Ola. Remain says Tofus Lashon Bishon. You go and take what he said, which is Harezu Temuras Ola. Boom. It's Temura and Ola. And there's no room of Temura Shlomim to go and take effect. And Remain says it's only Temura of an Ola. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, no. Im lekach niskav v'mitrila, if that was his intention initially, that it should have both of the kedushas, both Temuras Ola and Temuras Shlomim. But obviously, he can't say both words simultaneously. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu could say Zoch v'shomer v'dibur echad. A person can't say two words at the same time. I can say real fast, one after the other, Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlomim, but I can't say them simultaneously. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, if your intention was that it should be both a Temuras Ola and a Temuras Shlomim, im lekach niskav v'mitrila, if that was his intention, so then, since a person cannot say two words simultaneously, only again HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say both the word Shomer and Zocher simultaneously, but a human being can't. Therefore, since it was impossible to say both of them, but he meant to say both of them, so Dvar v'kayom. So then, in fact, it is an Ola and it is a Shlomim. And as I said, what do you do in that situation? So you're actually stayed, you wait till it gets a mum, and then you take the proceeds that you would sell that animal for, and with it you go purchase half of that money you'll be used for an ola, and half of that money will be used for a shlomim. And then the Mishnah states, Ba'afilu Rav Meir lo kamar, and even Rav Meir only said his din of Tofus Loshen Rishon, only when Dilo Omar, when he did not say, Lo Techozu, Elim Kein Cholozu, he didn't say that both of them should take effect, essentially. However, Aval Hocha, in our case over here, Rabba's question, boy Rabba, so here he said, not only, as we pointed out, that he said, Kiyam Lichi Umufar Lichi, but he also said, Velo Techol Akoma, Elim Kein Chola Hafara. So in this situation, Rav Meir Nami is Moda. In this situation, even Rav Meir is Moda, since he said both of these statements, Da Hafara Chola, that in fact the Hafara does go and take effect, because he said Kiyam Lichi, but that's meaning that only Kiyam Lichi should take effect, if also Hafara takes effect. So there is over here, according to everybody, we want to bring down from this Mishnah in Temura, that this situation, the Hafara is going to be Chal. And that's what the Ryan adds on over here in the long Dibra Maschil, Upashtinan Law. He says, from this Machlokas of Meir Rav Yossi, we see the following. And he says that this Machlokas, which is found again in Temura on Dav Chof Hei Amud Beis, he says, Harezu Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlom, if he uses the Lashon of Temura for both of them, so Rei Hazu Temuras Ola, Dibra Meir, Tofus Lashon Rishon, and Rav Yossi, Omer V'chule, and Rav Yossi says, no, it's going to be both, as we pointed out. Now, Vermina Law B'Gemara, the Gemara over there explains the three possible ways to understand this machlokas with Rav Meir and Yossi, or three scenarios, rather, that you can understand this machlokas. And it says, the Hakomodim, both Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, both agree. if he had said, Omer, Tochel Zu, first it should be an Ola, and then only afterwards, the Achachach Tochel Zu, then it should also be a Shlomim. So he said, first A, Ola, and then B, Shlomim, so then Divya Kol, Tochel Shemishim, even Rav Yossi would be Moda. The Vila Rav Yossi Moda in that situation, Mishum the Evsho, the Labos, the Chayla, Tmuras Ola, Tochel Tmuras Shlomim, because in that situation, you made it an Ola. Even Rav Yossi says, he said, I want this to be an Ola. So boom, it's an Ola. And then the fact that you then said, Tmura Shlomim afterwards is irrelevant, even according to Rav Yossi. If, in fact, he said, that's scenario one. And if he, in fact, said, Lo Tocho Zu, Elim came Tlo Zu, and if, in fact, he had said it, that I want them both to be Chal, it should only be an Ola if it's also a Shlomim, so then Tarvayu Kitchen. Then even Rav Meir would be Moda, that both of them would have Kedusha of Ola and Shlomim. The Kedusha of Ola and Shlomim would both be on this animal. Mishum the Hossam, Evshar, L'tmuras Ola, Utmur Shlomim, Locho Kiachas, because they can both have Kedusha of the Ola and the Shlomim on this one animal, because, as I pointed out, the Tira Behema, Zu Achet Tistayev, you let it go out and pasture until it gets a mum, and then you sell it. And the Avi B'dmei Chetzio, Ola, U'dmei Chetzio, Shlomim. And then you go take the half the money. You sold it for $1,000. You take $500 to buy your Ola, you take $500 to buy a Shlomim. Oh, so there's no machlokas with Meir and Yossi in that situation. So where's the machlokas with Meir and Yossi? Oh, that's what it's going to be totally in our situation. Lo nechluku, they only have the machlokas over here. Ela ba'omer, tumuras ola, tumuras shlomim. He said it should be a tumor of an ola and it should be a tumor of a shlomim. So Rebbeya Savar, Tovus Loshim Risha. So he says, midahav leila meimar, tumuras ola, ushlomim. If he wanted to, he could have said, let it be a tumor of an ola, shlomim, let it be both, but he added the word tumura a second time. Yomer tumura's ola, and then he said tumura shlomim, so this, according to Rav Meir, is havaleka omer tochu zu, v'yachakach tochu zu. So Rav Meir says this is the equivalent of saying first it should be an ola, and then he says afterwards, and it should also then be a shlomim, so there's no place for the shlomim to be chal once he already made it into an ola. So Rav Meir says if you used even the double lashon, tumura's ola, tumura's shlomim, so that means that you want it to be both, first an ola, and then a shlomim, and therefore tofus losh rishon. The Rav Yossi Sover, no. He says in that situation, the Efshar, he holds the Efshar, the Mai Dekama, Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlomim, Toy. He's making a mistake over here. When he said, I want it to be a Tumuras of an Ola, Tumuras Shlomim, the Sover, he says, Ilo Amina Tumura, Akol Chad V'chad. He thinks if I don't say the word Tumura by each and every time, by Ola and by Shlomim, Lo Chayla Tumura Tavayah, then he mistakenly thinks the Tumura wouldn't go on both of them. He mistakenly thinks if he said, Harezu Tumuras Ola, Ushlamim, it wouldn't be chal on the shlamim because he didn't say the word tmura in regards to the shlamim, and therefore he thinks he has to say both words. Hilkach, both can also. We go and ask him, what did you want? Im amar liolu shlamim niskavanti, exactly as we said in the Mishnah, you go and see im lekach niskavi mitrilo. If you wanted it to be both of them, so then tirachet tistayev, you wait, you let it pasture until it gets a mum, and then you go sell it. Timach milu chatzi dom of olu chatzi dom lushlamim. Oh, exactly like we just said. So this is the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in this scenario. And Alma, what do we see? The Ran says pluksayu the Rav Meir Rav Yossi chal talya b'motzei shtei shemos mipiv. And can you say both of these things from your mouth? Do we say the second thing is chal after the first one or not? Or they both occur simultaneously. Since the person cannot say both together. And therefore, according to Rav Yossi, we can answer our question, Rabbi's question from Rav Yossi. When he first said that it should be kayim lichi, and then he says, Umufra lichi, lav basra koma koma. He's not saying it should occur afterwards. First, it should be kiyam, and then there should be hafarit. No, he's saying, ele bevas achas, it should occur both simultaneously, and therefore, hilkach hafarit chayla. And therefore, his hafarit takes effect. And therefore, that is the answer to our question, according to the Ran, with our understanding of the smachlokos between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, so we can answer the question from Rav Yossi, that both of them take effect, and therefore, the statement of Hafara takes effect, and he's made for the neder. Okay. Next question. By Rabba. Rabba asked the following shayla, and again, here we have the girsa of Rabba, but in Hagos Tziyudim, Osalav says that the girsa should be, in this situation, Rava. Again, whoever it was that said this, Rabba or Rava, what happens if the person says, Kayam umufer lichi bevasachas? He said, your neder should be both mekuyim and mufer, and he says it bevas achas, meaning I want them to both take effect at the same time, simultaneously. Mahu, what is the halacha? As we see in the Ran, Kolomar, in the last Ran, Boy Rabba, again, another Ran with the Dibur Masu Boy Rabba, this is the last one on the bottom of the page. So he says both of them simultaneously, Kolomar, in that situation, the Kiyem Luchude Lav Klumhu, the Kiyem over here is worthless. The Lichihu Shekolon Shem Kiyakas, because he said, I want the Kiyem and the Muchor, the Lichi puts them together in the Vasachas. However, then he brings down, and there's another girsa, v'ika nasche, there's another nusach over here, the guy say, kiyem lichi, umufur lichi bevasachas, that the question was, kiyem lichi, and mufur lichi, and he says, I want them to both take effect simultaneously. Mau, in that situation, that's the question. Because otherwise, he says, there wouldn't be any question, according to the girsa that we have, where he doesn't say the word, kiyem lichi, he just said, kiyem umufur lichi, so that there'd be no question that takoma doesn't take effect. But he says, according to this gears, l'hanach naskei, boy, the question is as follows. The lei mahochi, you should say that this is what he meant. Behedya, bevas achas, the megale bedaiti, shuotse, shichol bevas achas. He's specifically saying, I want them to occur at the same time. The Ran says, v'nir be'enai, the mahochi misafka. Here, the question is as follows. Mevadai, yev shalishneim lochu kiachas. It's impossible, obviously, for both of them to occur simultaneously. However, miyu, nihi, it certainly is true, the chad minayu kodim, that if one of them were to be chayal, the other one wouldn't have any place to go. So therefore, hocha devas achas in regards to each other. Legabi kol chad minayu, I mean him the kodmim the chayal. We say that each one is, so to say, the first one. Bikalameimar nami the miachar the lo kidem. But since in fact we could also say that neither one is chayal, so v'kivan she evsho l'shteim locho kiachas. So therefore, since both of them can't be chayal at the same time, misafkina, we have the suffix dilma hakama chayla v'sulo motzi nefer. And therefore, the question is, maybe the hakama was the one that was chayal, and therefore, there's no place for the revocation to take effect. So that's what Rabba's question is. Do we say that they're both occurring at the same time, and therefore, neither one occurs? Or do we say, no, that one of them occurred first, and maybe it was the kiyam that occurred first, and therefore, there's no place for the hafara to take effect? That's Rabba's question. And we answer it as follows. Tashma, we learn the following statement. The Amar Rabbah, that Rabbah said, "Kol dover sheino b'zeh chazeh." If things can't occur, first one and then the other one, so then afilu v'asachas eino, then they both can't occur together. And the Ran answers and explains what this means in Dibur Maskul Upashtina, Lema de Rabbah. We answer our question from what Rabbah had said. The Ach, the Omar, the Perik of Ish Mekadish, he says in the Gemara, in the Perik of Ish Mekadish, Gabi HaMekadish Shtei Achoyos Ki Achas, that case there is talking about a man is Mekadish two sisters. Now obviously he can't be Mekadish two sisters. The Kedushim won't be Chal on the second sister of the Mekadish. And therefore the Kivan, the Lomotzi Lekadshinu, you can't be Mekadish Rachel and then go be Mekadish Leia. The two sisters can't be chal one after the other, and therefore afil b'vasachas leko l'cho dominayu sofik kedushin chal. And therefore, neither one has even a sofik of kedushin in this situation when he is Mekadish both of them simultaneously. And therefore, hochanami in our case as well, lecho l'safuke ba'akama u'ba'afor chal. We don't say that we have any concern about here about the kiyum or the hafara, because they can't take effect one after the other, so therefore they can't take effect simultaneously, and neither one takes effect. And therefore, if he wishes to, we could be made for the nether afterwards, or it could be mekayim the nether, whatever he would prefer to do. He says, I don't understand the Rambam on this, and the Rambam has a different opinion of understanding over here, but we'll leave it just with our understanding of the Ran, and therefore he answers that in this situation, when the person said, kiyum and mufor lichi, or he said, Kiyam lichi and mufa lichi, in this situation, neither one takes effect, based upon what Rabbah just said. Now we have another question. Boy Rabbah again asked another question. Here we don't seem to have anybody saying that this is Rabbah. So boy Rabbah asked the following shayla. What happens if the person said, the husband said, Kiyam lichi hayom, I want your neder to be mekuyim today. However, that implies that it's only for today that it's mekuyim, implying that I'm starting the hafara process biyom shomo today, and it should only take effect tomorrow. So mahu, do we say that that works or that does not work? Do we say that the time-dependent kiyum, it's only for today, implication being that the hafara started today and only takes effect tomorrow, and therefore the hafara works biyom shomo, and it's if he's made for the nether today, albeit only be chal tomorrow? Or do we say, no, he didn't say that, and by implications, we don't go. And all he said was, Kiyam lichi ayom, your neder is mekuyim today, and that's considered a hakama. Mahu? That's the question that Rabbah is asking. Mi amrinu, do we say, Kiman di omar law, this is equivalent to him saying, Mufur lichi lemochar. If the husband were to say that your neder, on biyom shamo, he says your neder is mufur, but tomorrow. The chalos of the hafara is only tomorrow. Is that considered a good hafara or not? So if you say that that's a good hafara, so then this is equivalent to that by saying kiyam lichi ayom, but it really means that I'm being made for you for tomorrow. And therefore, this is a good hafara, albeit the kiyam for today still is in effect. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, no, he didn't say that. Hello, Amar Lo. He didn't say that it is revoked tomorrow. And therefore, all he said was kiyam lichi ayom, and therefore, the nether is mekuyam. So that's Rabbah's question. Do we say his implication takes it into account, and we take that into effect as if he was already revoking the nether today, so Biyom Shamo is followed, albeit the Chalos is only tomorrow. So that's the question. When he doesn't say it Beferish, so does that work or not? Because we're working right now with the understanding that if he said Beferish, that it's Mufar Biyom Shamo, but he says it only takes effect tomorrow, that's a good hafara. So do we say that Kim Lichayom is as if he said, but it's mufar tomorrow, and therefore it's a good hafara? Or do we say, no, he didn't actually say it. He didn't say it, and it's mufar tomorrow, therefore we don't take that into account, and therefore it's just mukuyam. That's the question. We turn to Ayinum and Aleph to give us the answer. Now the answer is going to take a little bit of time, but it's early still, so I'm going to try to get all the way to the Mishnah to give the answer, because it's one statement based upon the other, and I don't want to break up the shir if I don't have to. So im tim se loma, if you want to tell me, ha lo omar lo, bottom line is, he didn't actually say so, and therefore the kiyam lichi is all that he said, and we don't go by the implication, so then, omar lo, what about in the following scenario? If he said, mufar lichi lemachar, if in the regular case, that we had just assumed was the two sides of the coin, now we ask on that, if he says today, biyom shamo, that I'm not being made for the nether today, I want it to be mufar for tomorrow. Do we say, mahu, is that considered as if he's starting the hafara today or not? Since tomorrow, he can't be made for it, so therefore, since he's saying the hafara is only chal tomorrow, it's as if he was mekayim the nether today, and therefore, that's it, the nether is chal. Or do we say, oduma, no, kiv the law, my law, kiyam lichi yom. He didn't say, I'm being mekayim today, he's just saying, he's just saying that I want the chalos of the hafara to be tomorrow, but it's as if he said, he's starting the hafara today, biyom shamo, and therefore it's a good hafara. So we're now asking on the first implication that we had, the original question that we said, oh, that's definite. Now we're saying, no, maybe that's not definite. If you start your hafara today for it to be chal tomorrow, is that good or is that not good? And again, the two sides of the coin we just said were, maybe you could say that he started it today, so therefore, biyom shamo. Or we say, no, you didn't start it today. You were silent technically today. You're saying the hafara starts tomorrow. That's as if you said it's kiyam today. Or do we say, no, bim tim siloma, if you want to say, afilu hachi, that even though he didn't say, all he said was, it should be revoked tomorrow, so then, it's ki'ilu kivan dekim wayom. It's as if he's saying that it's mekuyam today. So lemachar kiman de'isidami. So then tomorrow it's already considered as if it's in existence. So those are the two sides of the coin of this intitzalomar. And then the word says, now it's in parentheses over here, omar lei, but if you're looking at those, it's yunim osalif, he says that's a mistake. And he says, hasugrayim, the parentheses over here, lo tzorech, aren't there for any purpose whatsoever. He brings that from the Rashash. So omar la. Now we have the next question. If the husband said to his wife, Kim Lichi Shah, this is what we brought down in the round earlier, and he says, I'm Mekayim your nether for 1 hour. That's all he said. Mahu. So what are the two sides of the coin over here? The two possibilities. Do we say, Mi Aminon, Kiman Di Amala Mufa Lichi Liachar Shah Domi? So it's as if he said to her, I want to be made for your nether in 1 hour from now. Now it's still Biyom Shamo, so there's no problem in doing so. Albeit he did say, Kiyam, but it's only for an hour. And therefore, Biyom Shamo, he's saying, I'm made for your nether. And therefore, the nether is revoked. Or do we say, Oduma? No. Ha, lo, omar lo. He didn't say that. He just said, I'm mekayim the nether for an hour. He didn't say, and therefore it's revoked after an hour. So again, which way is it? Im timsi lomar, ha, lo, omar lo. And if you want to say, well, he didn't actually say so, so therefore, the kiyam takes effect, and boom, that's it. He didn't revoke it. Unless he revokes it biyom shamo, the nether is going to stay in effect. So no, then look at the following scenario. Mihu, omar lo, mai. What would be the case if he said, Kim lichi shah, and then after that, I'm being made for it. So in that situation, what do we say? Do we say, Mi amrinon kivan de kimu, since he said, Kim lichi for shah, boom, it's mekuyam, end of the discussion, and you can't go and revoke it. Even though he says, I'm revoking it biyom shamo. the chemo, chemo. Since he was Mekayim it, that's it. End of the discussion. It's according. Or do we say, no, Odilma, maybe, Kivan, the Kule Yoma, Bar Hakama, Ubar Hafaru, since he has all day to be Mekayim it, and all day to be made for it, whatever he wants, so then, Ki Amar, Mufu Lichia, the Achashah, when he in fact states it should be revoked after an hour, even though he said it's Mekoyim for the first hour, Mahani, that does in fact work. So that's the Gemara's last Imtim Silomar, and here we're going to try to at least give an answer to one of them, because until now, everyone, Imtim Silomar, we didn't give an answer to. We just said these are the two sides of the coin, and then we said, and if that's the side of the coin that you're choosing, what about this? And if that's the side of the coin that you're choosing, what about this? So now we're finally going to try to give an answer to one of the questions, and this will answer Rabba's original question. Toshma. We have a Mishnah in Nazir. The Mishnah in Nazir says, Hareini Nazira. If a woman says, I wish to be a Nazira, that's the next Masechta we're going to learn in Yitz Hashem, so we're getting a jump on it. And we say, Hareini Nazira. If a woman says, I wish to be a Nazira, now that's going to impact her husband, so therefore he has the right to be named for such a neder. Vishama Bala, her husband hears her, Vyamar Vani. It's essentially saying, me too. I think that's a great idea, and I'm also a Nazir. But then, do we say that he doesn't have the ability to go be made for her Naziris or not? So the Mishnah states, Ein Yochel Hofer. He can't be made for a Naziris. The more questions, why? Vamai, why not? Why don't we say, Neymar, when he said Vani, and he said, I also want to be a Nazir, the Omar, it's as if he said, Hu al Nafshei Davi Nazir. He's saying about himself, yeah, I want to be a Nazir. However, for you, of all your Hareini Naziris statement, the law that she had made, no. It's Mukuyim for the 1 second that he said, Vani and me too, implying that I like what you said, but no, Liachasha, if he wishes to, after an hour, after a few seconds, he can say, Iboyle Mefer, he wishes to, he can be made for it. Now, if you're saying that that's true, when Kiyim Lichi Lisha, and then Vahafer Law, so then he should be able to say, Kiyim Lichi, so to say, and I wish to be an Ozir, but you, Iboyle Lefer, he can. So am I Ein Yochel Hofer? Why did the Mishnah say Ein Yochel Hofer? Oh, mustn't it be? Now we can answer this question. When he says Kiyim Lichi, Shah, and then he says Befeirish, that Mufar law after that Shah, so then, Lav Mishum the Kivan the Kimu, Kimu, it must be because once he was Mekayim, that's it, even though within the Yom Shamo, an hour later, he says, I want to be made for it. No, once he said, Ki and Lichi Shah, that's it. Just like the woman over here said, Hareini Nazir, and he says, Vani, so he's Mekayim and Naziris. He doesn't have the ability, and Yochel Hofer, he can't go be made for it afterwards. So here, asked and answered. If he says, Ki and Lichi Shah, and then he says, V'hofer law, Achar Shah, so then it doesn't work. So asked and answered. So Mor says, Lo, now, that's not a proof. You can't bring me a riot from that Mishnah in Nazir. Why not? Because, Kesavra, that Mishnah holds, call when he says, Vani, and I too, that's Kiman Diomer, Kim Lichi Li Olam Dami. That's not a temporary approval. When his wife says, I wish to be a Nazira, and he says, me too. So he's essentially stating, Kim Lichi Li Olam, not Kim Lichi Li Shah, and then he's Hofer Law. So therefore, you can't bring a Sarai from this Mishnah of Naziris to this Imtim Silomar, because they're not the same cases. In the case of Kim Lichi Shah, V'achikach V'Hofer Law, so then that's not the same. And therefore, we left with an Ibai and Lov Shitalei. We don't answer that question because you can't bring a Sarayah from Naziris. Because when the wife says, Hareini Nazira, and he says, Vani, and me too, he's essentially stating that your Naziris is Kiyam Lichi Li Olam Dami. And therefore, it's not analogous to the case of Kiyam Lichi Shah, V'Hofer Law Achar Shah. So we don't come to a conclusion. In this case, it's an Ibai and Lov Shitalei. And with this, we conclude today's share.